Welcome to the Biblical Prosperity Podcast. I'm Paul Young, and today we're exploring a powerful concept that has the potential to transform your life, the favor of God. The victories and successes we read about in the Bible were not merely the results of human might, strength, or power. The Promised Land, a symbol of ultimate victory and prosperity, was attained by God's people not through their own capabilities, but through the divine favor of God. This favor is not a mere coincidence or a lucky charm. It is a testament to God's promise and faithfulness to those who are in covenant with Him. However, embracing God's favor isn't a promise of a life without challenges. Even those well-versed in faith and the teachings of Christ encounter battles that seem to stretch longer than they should. In my own journey, there have been moments of struggle that extended far beyond what I believed they would. The revelation that often slipped from my grasp was the understanding and recognition of God's favor. For many of us engaged in prolonged struggles, the root cause is not the absence of God's support, but rather a gap in our understanding of His favor. A critical error we often make is attributing delays in our prayers being answered to God's inaction. However, the reality is that these delays frequently stem from our lack of understanding regarding God's favor. Jesus Himself provided clarity on this matter, stating, "And whatever you ask in My name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in My name, I will do it." John 14:13-14. This promise underscores the strength of our relationship with God and the assurance that our requests, aimed at glorifying the Father, will be granted. Realizing this truth has been a game changer for my prayer life and can be for yours as well. It is a reminder that the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. Psalm 84:11. For believers, this translates to a divine advantage, God's favor, that sets us apart and guides us to success. Why does God want us to succeed? Because our success serves a higher purpose. It makes God appealing to others. When we achieve something remarkable and others ask how we did it, we have a unique opportunity to share about the favor of God in our lives. God's favor is not just about bringing us personal success. It's about making Him known and attractive to others through our testimonies. Let us now turn our hearts to a moment of devotion, reflecting on Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does He withhold from those who walk uprightly. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You with grateful hearts, acknowledging Your endless favor in our lives. Teach us to recognize and embrace Your divine favor, understanding that it is not for our glory, but for Yours. Help us to use the successes You grant us as opportunities to make Your name known to others. Strengthen our faith and guide our steps so we may walk in Your favor and reflect Your glory in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us on the Biblical Prosperity Podcast. May you walk in the assurance of God's favor and use it as a testimony of His goodness and grace. Until next time, may God's favor shine upon you and bring you into the fullness of His promised prosperity. Today's encouragement is provided by Biblical Prosperity Ministries over at biblicalprosperity.org.